Hallelujah, 奉耶稣圣名正道。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
Relying on the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们与保罗继续在风雨中前进。
We shall go together with Paul and forge ahead in the midst of storm.
今天我们会跟保罗一同进入到使徒行传的25章。
Today, we shall take a look at Paul in Acts chapter 25.
那25章是在哪里呢？
Where is chapter 25?
25章我们看到保罗仍然是在该撒利亚。
In chapter 25, Paul it was at Caesarea.
而且在该撒利亚的法庭接受审判。
And he was having a trial in Caesarea.
自从在21章使徒行传21章保罗被抓拿以后，在耶路撒冷被抓拿以后。
Since Paul was arrested in Jerusalem in chapter 21.
那么保罗就只有出现在两个地方而已。
Paul has only appeared in these two places.
知道是哪两个地方吗
？Do you know what are these two places?
一个就是监牢。
One is in the prison.
一个就是法庭。
And the other one is in the court.
自从二十人被抓，他就只有在这两个地方出现。
Ever since he was arrested, he was either in the prison or in the court.
那二十二章呢？他是在耶路撒冷向会众来见证、来申诉。
In chapter 22, we see that he appeared before the public.
那到二十三章的时候呢，是向犹太人的最高法院来申诉、来见证。
In chapter 23, we see that he defended himself before the highest council, that is the Sanhedrin.
那到二十四章的时候呢，是向审判官腓力斯来见证、来申诉。
In chapter 24, we saw how Paul defended himself before the governor Felix.
那这二十四章的是正式的罗马政府的法庭。
This chapter 24, he appeared before a proper tribunal of the Roman Empire.
那今天二十五章的时候呢，仍然是在罗马政府的正式法庭受审判。
In chapter 25, he also appeared before the court in Roman Empire.
但是呢，审判官换了人了。
But this governor, the judge has changed.
今天我们看到的审判官是腓斯都，巡抚腓斯都，刚刚接任那个旧的。
The new governor now is Festus, and he replaced the old one, which is Felix.
那一直到二十六章的时候，我们看到罗马进入到向那个分封的王亚基帕王来见证。
In chapter 26, we see how he defended and he gave a testimony to King Agrippa.
那最后呢，就进入到真正的罗马意大利那边坐牢了。
After that, he would go on to Rome, where he would be imprisoned.
那你看，从二十一章被捉开始到最后一章罗马，他这最少五年了。所以这种时间在上诉法庭跟监牢里面最少五年。
So from the time he was defending himself during the trial right until the last chapter of Acts, it is a period of 5 years.
就是只有两个地方啊，不是法庭就是监牢，不是监牢就是法庭，就是这两个地方。
These are the two places that he appeared in, either at in the prison or in the court.
但是虽然是这样，我们却看他在这两个地方当中无论是监牢还是法庭，他都是尽量的见证耶稣，传扬耶稣，尊荣耶稣。
But we can see whether he was in prison or he was in the court, we can see that he continued to preach God, preach Jesus, and he exalted Jesus and glorified him.
原来在二十一章开始被抓过后，他传福音的方式就已经改变了，就已经是这样的了，是用这种方式继续传福音了。
From Acts chapter 21, we can see that his method of preaching the gospel has changed.
无论是向百姓，还是向审判官，还是向那些王帝，他就是这样的传福音。
Whether he preached to the multitudes or he preached to the governors or the king, he continued in this method.
好，我们来看使徒行传的二十五章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 25.
请念第一节。
Verse 1. Now 3 days after Festus had arrived in the province, he went up to Jerusalem from Caesarea.
这第一节说，腓斯都新的巡抚到了该撒利亚。在该撒利亚三天过后呢，他就从该撒利亚直接上到耶路撒冷去了。
From here we know that this Festus arrived in this province, he went straight after 3 days from Jerusalem to Caesarea.
这个在历史上呢，是主后六十年呢，他继续接任这个腓力斯，他代替他。 继替腓力斯。
It was in the year A.D. 60 that he replaced Felix as the governor.
但是他的历史哦，他接任的时间很短而已，只有两年而已啊。
The time of when he became the governor was only very short. It was only a short two-year period.
两年过后，他就死在他任期里面两年而已。
After 2 years, he died, and he died in office.
那么他一接任的时候呢，第一件上告的事情，法庭的事就是审判保罗，他的第一件事。
After he became governor, the first thing that he did was to hear Paul.
那他的为人虽然没有前任的腓力斯那么坏，前任的腓力斯很坏，他没有这么坏。
Although he himself was not as wicked as his predecessor Felix,
但是他免不了还是迎合人民的意见，人讨好人民，主持公正义是在后面，讨好人民是在前面。
It seems that it is unavoidable that he had to gain the pleasure of other people and place justice.
所以我们看到保罗在他的监管之下呢，也并没有得到什么更好的待遇。
We can see that under Festus, Paul did not receive much benefit.
这里说过了三天，就从该撒利亚上到耶路撒冷。
Here it tells us that after 3 days, Festus went up to Jerusalem from Caesarea.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this tell us?
这说明哦，他很快速的要寻求解决前任巡抚留下来的一些问题，一些种族暴乱的问题。
Here it tells us that he was very prompt in addressing the outstanding issues, that he inherited from Felix.
我们上次有讲过嘛，为什么旧的那个腓力斯要调任呢？因为处理犹太地的种族暴乱哦，有不当的地方，所以调任。
We mentioned in our last session why Felix was transferred away. It is because he mishandled the issues about the Jews.
所以他一下到来哦，第三天就上耶路撒冷，就要处理这个事情。
As he arrived, after 3 days, he went up to Jerusalem just to settle this issue.
该撒利亚呢是罗马政府在犹太地的行政中心，所以他第一天一定先到那边，他的总部。行政总部的地方。
Caesarea was the capital of Judea, so when he arrived there for his office, he would first go to Caesarea.
那么耶路撒冷呢，是历代犹太人的首府，犹太人的宗教的中心地。
Jerusalem, on the other hand, was the capital of the Jewish religion and nation.
那犹太人的问题或者动乱呢，与常常都发生在耶路撒冷，那个是动乱的发源地。
The issues regarding Jews and the uproar will often begin at Jerusalem.
那我们看到这个新的巡抚新官上任呢，继续的巡访耶路撒冷城。
And we see that this new governor continued to go to Jerusalem.
那第一方面呢，他是要了解当地的情况。
On one hand, he wanted to understand a little bit more about the current condition.
那另一方面呢，他要拉拢耶路撒冷。犹太人首领啊，争取他们的合作跟互相的认识。
On the other hand, he wanted to gain the favor and the cooperation of the Jewish chief priests.
那我们从这里看到，这个新任的巡抚啊，他做工呢非常的勤快，非常的聚集，非常的快速。
From here, we can see that he was very prompt and very efficient in what he had to do.
那就是圣经说的，我们基督徒啊，都应该要勤奋的工作。你看人家外邦人也是这样勤劳工作。
The Bible tells us that we need to be very diligent, just like this man as well.
懒惰人无论在生活上还是在信仰上，都是一无所成。
The lazy would have nothing to accomplish.
人家一到任哦，一上任就马上去处理事情了。
Immediately when he took office, he proceeded to Jerusalem to start his.
这种无论是生活态度还是工作态度，都是应当是这样的。
Whether it is in our life or in our work, we should adopt this attitude.
好，我们来看二节到五节。
We read from verses 2-5.
这一段就看到祭司长和犹太的首领哦，向这个新官巡抚来控告保罗。
From here we can see the accusations of these people towards. Felix, Festus, verse 2, and the chief priests and the principal men of the Jews laid out their case against Paul, and they urged him, verse 3, asking as a favor against Paul, then he summoned him to Jerusalem, because they were planning an ambush to kill him on the way. Verse 4, Festus replied that Paul was being kept at Caesarea, and that he himself intended to go there shortly. Verse 5, so, said he, let the men of authority among you go down with me, and if there is anything wrong about the man, let them bring charges against him.
我们看到呢，这次重新控告保罗呢，也是由祭司长来带头， 祭司长来主导。
From here, we can see that the chief priest and this principal man once again lay charges and accusations against Paul.
这里控告保罗的都不是平民百姓，都是在犹太人当中最高领袖。
Those who brought forth these accusations against Paul, they were not the ordinary citizens, but they were the principal people. They were the chief priests.
那新官上任哦，这一群人啊，这群控告保罗这群祭司集团啊，他们认为这是最好的机会，所以重新提告保罗。
This group of people, the chief priests and the principal men of Jews, they thought that this would be the best opportunity for them to bring charges against Paul.
其实他们这种提告哦，重新提告已经过了两年的时间了，已经两年了。
In fact, these accusations that they brought against Paul was after a period of 2 years.
两年那个旧的巡逻都没有处理啊，所以他们很不满。但是已经过了两年，时间也蛮长了。
The previous governor did not carry out this, did not carry out the charges, so they have to bring up these charges again.
我们发现到，时光虽然两年不断的流逝，但是人的怨恨，对保罗的怨恨一点都没有减退。
Although 2 years have passed, but the anger of the chief priest towards Paul had not abated.
这说明什么呢？
And what does this tell us?
特别说明宗教之间的怨恨哦，宗教哦之间的怨恨。是不会经过时间长久而减退的，而是会越演越热，越演越厉害的。
This tells us that the anger towards religion will not subside so easily, but then it will grow more and more intense as time passes.
讲起来，他们跟保罗没有私人恩怨讲起来是宗教的恩怨，宗教的问题。
Actually, they do not have any personal grudges against Paul. It is all due to religion.
所以这种宗教的怨恨，请注意不会减。时间久了不会减少，是越来越热，越来越强烈，甚至是不能够和平共处，不能。
This kind of religious hatred will not subside so easily, but it will actually grow more and more intense as time passes.
那第三节说，这一班人向新的巡抚呢，做了两件事情。
So this group of people, they did these two things.
第一是控告保罗。
Firstly, they brought charges against
Paul. 第二，向新的巡抚求情，求这个新巡抚把保罗带到耶路撒冷公使，不要在该撒利亚公使。
Secondly, they asked the governor to take Paul to Jerusalem to sentence him.
那为什么要到耶路撒冷公审呢？
Why do they prefer the trial in Jerusalem?
上一次就是在耶路撒冷公审不成功的呀。
In the past, the trial was in Jerusalem and it did not succeed.
原来求保罗到耶路撒冷审判的时候，在路上埋伏要把他杀掉，在路上把他暗杀掉。
They were actually planning that on the way of on Paul's way from Caesarea to Jerusalem, they were planning an ambush to kill Paul on the way.
这里第三节所呈现的是一张活生生的、清清楚楚的宗教利用政治来迫害、来达到目的的一个政治图画。
This is a very clear and blatant way where they plotted, where these religious people plotted using politics to kill someone.
他们的宗教不够力量了，没有办法告保罗嘛，就用政治力量，用罗马的政治力量来告他，来陷害他。所以宗教利用政治。
They reckon that religion itself is not enough, so they use religion as well as politics in order to plot.
有时呢？政治呢，又会利用宗教来进行这种利益、这种杀害。
At times, politics will use religion to plot to kill people.
所以，宗教跟这个政治如果结合那就是启示录十三章的那两只兽，就是这两只兽，一个是宗教集团，一个是政治集团。
If religion and politics were to come together, then it would be likened unto the two beasts in Revelation chapter 13.
你看，他们要杀神的仆人保罗，就用这两个兽、两个集团的势力。
You can see that they will use these two might of the two beasts that is the religion and the politics.
那从这里呢，就看到启示录十三章那两只兽。以后你看到这两只兽，你就明白它的意思是什么。这两只兽代表什么
？In the future, when you read Revelation, then you will understand what these two beasts represent.
好，那到第四节的时候
，In verse 4，
那么还感谢神就是这个新官 菲斯都哦，没有答应他们的要求。
We thank God that these pastors did not agree to their request.
嗯，菲斯都回答说，保罗亚在该撒利亚，而且呢，我多几天我就要回去了，我就在那边审判他呀，不用来到耶路撒冷，我就会回去审判他呀。
Festus replied them that Paul was being kept at Caesarea and that he himself will go there shortly, so it's not necessary for them to bring him over.
那第五节
Verse 5
我到那边的时候第五节说你们中间有权势的人有力量的人、哦、有身份地位的人可以跟我一同下去告他呀可以跟我一同下去审判他呀
He added that if when he is at Caesarea, the man of authority among them can also go with him.
嗯这是新官巡抚对这些祭司长、祭司集团的回答，还建议他们说：“我是不会把他，解到耶路撒冷审判，只有你们去那边，我是建议你们到那边一起审判他。”
This is the reply of the governor Festus to this chief priest that he will not send Paul to Jerusalem, but if they want to go along with him, then they can go along with him to Caesarea for the trial.
那从这里就让我们，为什么巡抚会拒绝他们的要求呢？为什么
？From here, why do you think that the governor rejected their appeal?
你请你注意哈、哦，这个细节
啊。Let's take a look at verse 4.
因为一位罗马公民如果要交给非罗马人审判公审，一定要经过当事人保罗的同意才可以交给他们的。
During the Roman time, if a Roman citizen were to be handed over to a non-Roman, to be questioned or to be tried, then they will need the consent of the Roman citizen.
这个是罗马政府给罗马公民的一个特权。
This is a special right given by the Roman government to the Roman citizen.
因为保罗是有罗马身份的，他是罗马人啊，是罗马身份的。
At that time, Paul was a Roman citizen.
要交给非罗马的人审判啊，是不行的。
For him to be handed over to non-Romans to be judged is not.
如果要的话，也要当事人同意才可以交给他们。
Even if they were to be handed to a non-Roman to be tried, then it will need the consent of the citizen.
这个是新的审判官他不同意的其中一个很重要的原因。
This is one of the reasons, very important reason, why Festus disagreed to the Jewish request.
所以巡抚反建议说，不如你们派人来吧。他有权力、有代表性的、哦、有地位的、有身份的，你们来吧。
That is why Festus suggested that the men of authority should go with him to Caesarea to try.
好，我们来看六节到七节。
We read verses 6 to 7.
那这正是在该撒利亚新官、新审判官正式公审了。
And this is the judgment seat, and the tribunal has started here. Verse 6, after he stayed among them not more than 8 or 10 days, he went down to Caesarea. And the next day, he took his seat on the tribunal and ordered Paul to be brought. Verse 7, when he had arrived, the Jews who had come down from Jerusalem stood around him, bringing many and serious charges against him that they could not prove.
好，这个菲斯都呢，在耶路撒冷处理一些事情呢，不到十天的时间就回到他的总部了，该撒利亚。
And before 10 days, this Festus has returned to Jerusalem, Caesarea.
那第二天呢？回到该撒，第二天就马上升堂，将保罗提出来公审。
The next day after he arrived, he brought Paul to be tried.
我们看到他处理事情很快，是吗？没有拖泥带水。干净利落，非常快速。
We can see that he was very prompt in handling matters. He was very efficient, and he did not procrastinate.
是真的是个非常勤快的一个官员啊。
We can see that he was a very diligent governor.
但是但是他的生命却是这么短暂，两年里面就死掉了。
But it is very pitiful that his life was short, and he actually died in office in that 2 years.
那么这里第七节说呢，保罗来了，那些从耶路撒冷下来的犹太人周围都站坐。也来了很多人呐、啊，从犹太来的也来了很多人。
The seven tells us that many people came down from Jerusalem.
而且都是有头有脸、有身份、有地位的了。
These people are prominent people and they are dignitaries.
然后第七节说，将许多重大的事情来控告他。
These people they brought many charges against Paul.
这些犹太人学乖了，学会了。
They have learned from their lesson.
若只是以宗教上的不同观点、啊、不同的那种立法观点、啊、然 来控告保罗是不能够成立的。
They knew that if they were to bring charges against Paul from the point of law, they will never succeed.
所以他们必须捏造哦，许多重大的事哦，不诚实的事哦，来控告保罗，而且要重大的，要严重的罪。
So they knew that they need to fabricate other serious charges against Paul.
如果这些重大的事能够控告成功，保罗必死无疑，一定死。
If all these fabrications and all these charges can succeed against Paul, then Paul will have to be executed and put to death.
对罗马政府来讲，什么才算是重大的事情呢？
To Roman government, what is considered a grave and serious offense?
有三件事。
There are three things.
第一
，First，
破坏罗马法律的，这是罗马政府看为是严重的事，破坏罗马法律。
Those who go against the Roman legal system.
第二。扰乱整个社会安宁，让整个社会动乱的，这是重大的罪。
Secondly, is sedition if they create an uproar among the people.
第三
，the third one
就是鼓励哦，来革命反叛凯撒，反叛罗马政府。
The third one is to revolt against Caesar or the government.
基本上这三种在罗马政府来看就是很严重的罪，甚至会死刑的。
So these three charges will carry the sentence of death.
但是这些所谓重大的事情都不能够成立啊，因为没有证实，没有证据的呀。
But then all these charges cannot be proven against Paul because there were no evidence.
虽然所控告的罪很重很大。但是这里第六节、第七节说都不能够证实啊，没有，都是没有证据的。
Although the charges that they brought against Paul was very serious, but then they could not prove anything at all.
那说明他们的阴谋失败了，他们做假见证陷害保罗失败了。
So it tells us that their plot has failed, and all these false witnesses also failed.
其实我看到的是什么？
What do I see here?
我看到的是神在掌控这个整个控告的过程，神在掌握中。
I can see that God was actually in control of this entire trial.
所以他们才控告不下去。
And that is why all their charges.
如果没有神在掌控这件事哦，随便一个假见证都假的，虽然是假的，也可以定你的罪。我跟你讲。
If God was not watching over Paul, then any small charge against Paul will give him a death sentence.
你以为证据不足就不可以告你啊？你想的太单纯了啦。
Does it mean that if there is no evidence, then they cannot bring any charges against Paul?
证据不足也可以把你弄死啊。
Even if the evidence is not sufficient, they can still put him to death.
这个在政治上太简单了，太容易的事情了。
This is something that is very simple in politics.
有什么困难呢？
What is so difficult about this?
所以我们看到哦，保罗能够到现在还能够告他不下去，因为神在掌控中。
So the fact that they are still not able to press charges against Paul is because God is watching.
虽然非常的严重，形势非常的危险，非常的危险，但是呢，神不会失控，神在掌控，不会失控。
Although the charges against Paul was very serious and Paul's life was in danger at that time, but God was in control of everything.
这是我们要对神有信心的地方。
This is where we should have complete faith in God.
无论我们家里发生事也好，在教会的发生一些事也好，你要相信哦，神在掌控这件事，神在掌控着教会，神正在掌控着我们的生命。掌控着我们的信仰。
No matter what happens at home or in our church, let us have complete faith in God that He is watching over us in our faith, in our life of faith.
虽然有危险、有危机、有痛苦，但是呢，不会失控，不会到达完全失控的情形，不会。
Although there may be crises and dangers, there will not come a time when we are completely hopeless.
那种过程、危险、痛苦、种种的打击。只是一种考验而已，一种磨练而已。
The process of pain and suffering is but to try us.
这是我们大家要建立的信心，也要从圣经里面看到来学习的功课。
This is where we should establish our faith and where we should learn from the Bible.
好，我们读八节到十二节。
We read from verse 8 to verse 12.
到保罗开始分述来见证来辩护了。
This is the beginning of Paul's defense. Verse 8.
第八节这里请念。
Verse 8, Paul argued in his defense, neither against the law of the Jews, nor against the temple, nor against Caesar have I committed any offense.
保罗自辩自己辩护说他没有触犯这三宗罪啊，这三宗大罪我没有触犯啊。
Paul defended himself that he did not commit any of the three grave sins.
我没有触犯犹太人的律法。
Firstly, he did not go against the law of the Jews.
第二，我没有污秽这个圣殿。
Secondly, he did not go against the temple.
第三，我没有反叛、反抗、反叛这个该撒罗马政府。
Thirdly, he did not go against Caesar.
哦，原来他们就用这三宗罪哦来控告他。
So they actually use these three charges to press against him.
两个是关乎犹太人的宗教信仰的啦。
Two are against the Jews and their religion.
但最后一个是关乎到罗马政府的。
And the last one is against Caesar and the government of Rome.
从保罗的自辩当中，我们看到保罗的三不干犯。
From Paul's defense, we can see this. How he defended himself.
第一，他不干犯这个律法，他不干犯。
Firstly, he did not go against the law.
第二，他不干犯圣殿。
Secondly, he did not go against the temple.
第三，他不干犯这个该撒，尊重这个属世的律法、属世的制度，他非常尊重、服从。
Thirdly, he did not go against Caesar, but on the other hand, he submitted to the rulers and the authorities.
这个我们看到保罗在自辩当中的信仰表现，保罗的三不犯错的事情。
We can see from here how he defended the three charges against him.
不干犯律法就是遵守律法。遵守圣经的教训。
When he said he did not go against the law, means he kept the laws.
那不干犯这个圣殿，不污秽圣殿，那就是遵守属灵的信仰。
Not going against the temple means he uphold his faith.
因为圣殿是敬拜宗教用的。
Because the temple is where they worship God.
那不干犯该撒，就遵守世界的国度的制度，国家的制度。
Not going against Caesar means he submit to the authorities.
那我们也应该要学习哈，在我们信仰生活里面，要有保罗这种三不干犯啊，不犯错的地方。
We should also learn from Paul to have these three virtues.
那第九节
，verse nine.
那么 ，Festus 的情面。
Verse nine, but Festus, wishing to do the Jews a favor, said to Paul, "Do you wish to go up to Jerusalem and there be tried on these charges before me?"
哦，注意哈，这个菲这个新官哦，他要。讨好犹太人的欢喜有没有
？Take note that this Festus he was actually trying to gain the favor of the Jews.
那跟前任那一任那个，跟现在这个新任的两个审判官都一样，要讨好犹太人，你看到没
？We can see that both Felix and Festus tried to gain the favor of the Jews.
是说你当你讨好人的时候，要让他们高兴的时候。你往往就会失去公正，失去公义了。
We can see that when we try to gain the favor of others, very often we will lose this uprightness and justice.
所以，若不是神保守，神在掌控整个审判，对保罗非常不利的。
If not because God was watching over them and having control over the entire proceeding, this whole thing will be very unedifying to us.
这个菲斯都问保罗说：“你愿不愿意上耶路撒冷呢？在那边听着，你愿不愿意去呢？”
Festus asked Paul whether he was willing to go to Jerusalem and be tried there.
因为这个就是祭司长、祭司祭团控告他们提出的要求啊。让他去耶路撒冷受审判。
This was a very request by the chief priest that Paul be tried in Jerusalem.
如果保罗现在说好啊，我去耶路撒冷，他就中计了，那就非这个新这个菲斯都就把他送到耶路撒冷的。
If Paul had agreed to be tried in Jerusalem, then he would have fallen into their trap.
其实保罗没有这么笨。
But actually Paul was not that dumb.
这个菲斯都也没有这么笨。
And this Festus was also not that stupid.
他要做中间人，做好人。
He wanted to be the mediator.
表面上看他好像是你的要求你的要求我已经替你做了犹太祭司长的要求他已经替他们做了。问保罗要不要去，我已经替你问了。
On the surface, he seems to have accommodated the request of the chief priest. In other words, he has already presented what their wishes to ask Paul whether he wanted to be tried in Jerusalem.
另一方面呢，他这句话呢，你要不要上耶路撒冷去受审判呢？他的意思是告诉保罗说，我把你交给他们，你同意吗？你想好好来哦，提醒他哦，我把你交给他们，你同意吗？你要想好好哦。
So this question by Festus is also a reminder to Paul whether he wants to be tried in Jerusalem.
你看这些官员啊，都是非常很厉害的人，两面都不得罪的。
So we can
两面他都有利的。
We can see that these are politics, are politicians. They try to accommodate both parties.
我们看保罗的回答。
Let us see what Paul.
保罗说，他的坚决说，我不同意，我不去耶路撒冷。
Paul said that he does not agree to go to Jerusalem.
我应该是站在该撒的堂前，该撒的法庭来受审的。
Paul said that by right he should stand before Caesar's tribunal.
这是我应当受审的地方，是该撒的法庭。
He said that is where I should be tried, Caesar's tribunal.
然后他说没有人可以把我交给他们。
He further added that no one else can hand me to them.
因为这是罗马的法律。
Because this is the Roman law.
若当事者不同意，不能够将罗马公民交到外人的法庭去受审。
If the person on trial does not agree, then there is no way they can hand over this person to the non-Roman.
保罗说，我没有行过什么不义的事情，这些你们都明明知道的。好几个官员已经受审了，从耶路撒冷审到现在，都审不出我有什么罪。
Paul further added that he has done no wrong, and besides, from the first time he was on trial, during the on trial before the Sanhedrin, right until now, he has been found innocent.
十一节，保罗说，如果我真的行的犯了一些律法，犯了一些罪，犯了一些不该犯的罪，我应该承担，我会承担，我会承认，我不会逃避。
Verse 11, Paul said that even he was a wrongdoer and has committed anything for which he deserved to die, then he will not try to escape.
就算这个罪会自以我死，我也不会逃避，我面对死亡。
Even if he were to sentence to death, he will not escape.
他意思说他不是个怕死的人，也不是个逃避责任的。
In other words, he was trying to say that he is not one who is afraid of death, nor was he trying to run away from responsibility.
所以他们告我的事都不是真实的。没有人可以把我交给他们，没有，这个是违反罗马法律的。
So he stressed that there is nothing to in their charges against him, and that no one can give them up to the Jews.
后来他提出一个要求。
Later he requested.
他有这种权利要提出的。
He had this right to request.
我要上告以该撒。
He wanted to appeal to Caesar.
大家吓到一下了。
And everyone was taken aback.
他的案件要亲自罗马皇帝来审哦，是开玩笑。
He wanted to personally be tried by Caesar.
没有，不是随便人可以提出这个要求的，不是。
Not anybody can have this request.
你要这样要求，可能法庭也不给你通过了。法庭可以给你。可以理解你的这种要求。
Even if he wanted this request, then the tribunal at that time has the authority to reject him.
其实这些都有神的旨意，都有神的旨意，神的带领。
But of course, God was guiding, and this has God's will.
那么他们同意他吗？
Did they agree to him?
看十二节。
We read verse 12. Then Festus, when he had conferred with his council, answered, "To Caesar you have appealed; to Caesar you shall go."
这个菲斯都呢和议会商量就是说他们同意你可以上告该撒，你可以到那边去。他们同意，法庭同意
So when Festus conferred with his council, they agreed that Paul can appeal to Caesar.
所以这里十二节让我们看到，不是那个审判官这个巡抚费斯都一个人的意见，他还和这个议会商量，就是这个集团这个法律专家，还有组成的这个控告团这个罗马的法庭成员商量。来决定了，不是他一个人的决定。
We can see from verse 12 that this verdict was not only Festus' verdict, but actually he conferred with the council as well.
事就这样成了，照着神的意思到罗马去了。
And that was what happened. Paul was supposed to go to Rome.
但是还没有去之前，审判还在继续
But before he went to Rome, the trial is still ongoing.
十三节开始到十三节开始到二十六章。
Verse 13 until Acts chapter 26.
就是保罗在君王的面前来申诉、来见证在君王的面前。
This would be the passage where Paul defended himself and witnessed before the king.
这个王十三节说就是亚基帕王。
This king is King Agrippa.
带着他的太太王后百尼基一起来到该撒利亚。
He brought along Bernice to Caesarea.
那么这个王呢，那个菲斯都呢，向王来报告保罗这个案件，他也觉得很奇怪，他也想要好奇了，想要听一听。
When Festus reported about Paul to this king Agrippa, Agrippa was also quite perplexed, and he wanted to hear Paul out.
请看十四节。
We read verse 14.
在那边住了多日，菲斯都将保罗的事告诉王说，这里有一个人是腓力斯留在监里的。十五节。
15.
我在耶路撒冷的时候，犹太祭司长和犹太的长老将他的事顶报了，求我定他的罪，讲了很多啦。结果就是说，告不到他，也没有什么罪可以告他呀。
In other words, Festus was trying to tell King Agrippa that all these charges brought against Paul did not succeed.
好，我们现在来认识一下这个亚基帕王到底是谁，他的背景。
Let us see the background of this King Agrippa.
亚基帕王是叫做分封的王，罗马政府有分几个他们占领的那个土地啊，那个国家哦，占领过后呢，他就封这个犹太人的王，封的。封他们成为犹太人的王，就是希律王。
So this Roman Empire, they would elect these kings and make them kings in all the different provinces.
他们占领了埃及，就封埃及一个王，成为埃及的分封王。
If they rule over Egypt, then they will be the king of Egypt.
你不要以为罗马政府有很多啊，罗马政府就只有一个王，就是凯撒而已哦。
There is only one emperor in Rome, that is Caesar.
其他是王封给他们，你做犹太人的吧，你管理那边，我封你的。
The others are given authority to rule over these provinces.
那这个亚基帕王，他的父亲是谁，知道吗
？Do you know who is the father of King Agrippa?
他的父亲就是在十二章杀害雅各的那一位，把彼得抓到监牢里面，也要把彼得杀掉的。已经杀了雅各的。
His father was Herod, in chapter 12, the one who killed James and the one who put Peter into prison.
后来他不归荣耀给神了，神叫一条虫子咬死他，那个就是亚基帕王的父亲呐。
Later, because he did not give glory to God, he was eaten up by worms.
那么他的阿公的哥哥是谁？那个撒还有一个就是他阿公的哥哥。
His grand uncle.
就是杀害司洗约翰啊，把司洗约翰都砍掉的，就是他阿公的哥哥啊。
His grand uncle was the Herod who beheaded John the Baptist.
然后他的曾祖父，他阿公的爸爸是谁，知道吗
？And his great grandfather,
就是杀害主耶稣降生的时候杀害婴孩的那位大希律王。
Was the Herod who ordered all male babies to be killed during the time of Jesus?
传道跟你们介绍一下他的家族王族。
So I give you an introduction of his of the predecessor.
耶稣降生的时候杀害那些婴孩，两岁以内婴孩，就是他的曾祖父。
The king, the Herod, who killed all the babies below 2 years of age.
然后杀害司洗约翰的就是他的阿公的哥哥。
And the one who killed the Herod, who killed, who beheaded John the Baptist, was his grand uncle.
然后杀害这个雅各的十二章的，就是他的爸爸。
Herod in chapter 12, the one who beheaded, who killed James, was his father.
他的家族都是杀害神的仆人，杀害耶稣，这个逼迫主的仆人的家族来的。
So you can see that his ancestors were kings who killed the people of God.
好，那他的太太呢？在历史，在一些资料他的太太百尼基是怎么样的呢？
And according to history, what kind of a woman was this Bernice?
在历史的记录这位王后是品德非常败坏、没有羞耻的一个女人。
According to history, this Bernice was a very immoral lady.
首先呢，最开始她是嫁给她的叔叔，就是她爸爸的弟弟，嫁给爸爸的弟弟当。
Initially, he was married to his uncle, that is his father's brother.
后来呢？又改嫁，嫁给自己的哥哥，当然是同父异母啦，就嫁给他的哥哥，就是现在这个亚基帕王，他同父异母的哥哥来的。
Later, he married his own brother, which is this Agrippa, King Agrippa.
过后呢，他又改嫁，嫁给多利麦另一个分封王，就是埃及王啊，多利麦王朝，嫁给另一个分封的王。
Later on, she divorced this King Agrippa and married Ptolemais of Egypt.
那这样就已经第三个婚姻了咯。
That would give her 3 marriages.
过后呢，又离婚，回到现在亚基帕王这个身边，他的哥哥。
Later on, he died. She divorced the third one and came back and married this Agrippa king.
我看到资料这样写的时候，我也吓到，有没有搞错？这什么家族来的？什么王？什么婚姻来的呀？
When I looked at history, I was wondering what kind of marriage she went through.
根本就是淫乱的生活，淫乱的婚姻啊。
She led a life of fornication and immorality.
这本来就是罗马帝国的生活的一个很普遍的情形啊，罗马帝国。
This seems to be something that is very normal during the Roman Empire.
那他的淫乱还没有结束哦。
And her immorality has not stopped.
后来他虽然回到了这个亚基帕王身边。最后，他跟那个罗马大元帅提多将心有关系啊，有路啊，有肮脏啊，有淫乱的事情。
Although she returned to King Agrippa, later on she actually followed another Roman official.
提多将军就是毁七十年后，耶稣死七十年后毁灭耶路撒冷的那个大将军啊。
The general, the Titus, who actually destroyed Jerusalem.
他跟他有路呀。
She had an affair with him.
其实传道也不需要讲这么多这些事情。
Actually, I do not have to mention all these things.
其实是让你们了解一下他们当时的背景哦，那种生活，罗马的那种腐败的生活、淫乱的生活、罪恶的生活。
But this is to enable you to understand how immoral and adulterous generation they
were. 你要在这些人的面前求一个公义，求一种清啊，一个公义清洁，哪有可能？是不可能。
It would be not possible if you want to seek justice before this kind of immoral people.
好，那十四节到二十一节
，verses 14 to 21，
就是巡抚这个菲斯都向亚基帕王报告保罗被控告的整个过程。所以我们不用再读了，你自己去读了。
Talks about the whole story where Paul's charges were laid before him.
我们要看的是二十二到二十三节。
We read verses 22 to 23.
这个王要听保罗自己的辩论，王要亲自听他辩论。
King Agrippa wanted to listen personally to Paul's defense. Verse 22. Then Agrippa said to Festus, "I would like to hear the man myself." Tomorrow, said he, "you will hear him."
23.
So on the next day, Agrippa and Bernice came with great pomp, and they entered the audience hall with the military tribunes and the prominent men of the city. Then, at the command of Festus, Paul was brought in.
你看王非常排场哦，非常隆重的带着一大群的千夫长、百夫长，城里的尊贵人浩浩荡荡的来到法庭这里哦，来听审。
So with all pomp and pageantry, King Agrippa entered this audience hall together with all these military tribunes and the prominent men of the city.
当然，他这种安排就是要彰显他是皇帝的那种威严。皇帝的那种荣耀啊，那种权力啊，权势。
Of course, all this is to manifest his grandeur and his splendor of his king.
当然，当他这样安排的时候，轰动整个该撒利亚了，轰动整个区城啊，区域了。
But with his kind of arrangement, the whole Caesarea was in upright.
本来只是保罗跟那些祭司长的那些过节啊，那些怨恨啊，他们对。现在搞到连君王哦，一个皇帝最高，犹太最高的皇帝哦，除了该撒啊，最高的皇帝要来听审了，你发生什么事呀？
Originally, it was just the chief priest who had grouses against Paul, but it turns out now that the entire city, together with the king and the governor and all these prominent people, are coming to listen to Paul's defense.
撒旦的意思要追杀保罗，却常常弄巧反拙，反而把主耶稣的名、主耶稣的福音。主耶稣的仆人哦，更彰显主耶稣的荣耀，福音的那种生命力。
Very often when the devil tried to shoot down the people of God, the servants of God, then the might of God and the glory of God will be exalted to all men.
这种情形在主耶稣时代就常常出现的。
And this always happened during the time of Jesus.
你看哦，圣经哦，魔鬼想要羞辱耶稣，要迫害耶稣，要打击耶稣。圣经常常有一句话说。反而耶稣的名传遍加利利，耶稣的名传遍那个地方。
In the Bible, we often read that when the devil tried to foil the work of the Lord Jesus, we will read after that that on the contrary, the word of the Lord began to spread across Galilee.
保罗只是个平民百姓啊，除了有一些口才，除了一些知识很丰富有读到有学问，那他就是个普通百姓啊。
Paul was an ordinary man, of, with a, although he may be eloquent and intelligent, but he's ordinary.
比他更高的有权力的人，公审都王帝都不来听啊，王帝都没有来听啊。你是谁？连王帝都要来听哦。
He, who is he that even the king would come and listen to him?
反而让主的名声哦传得更远更大。
In this way, the name of the Lord Jesus has been exalted and glorified.
所以大家就要来认识他传的是什么福音啊？他到底在传什么？大家都有好奇，大家都想要知道，大家都要听啊。
That is why more and more people were very curious as to who this Jesus whom Paul was
speaking. 连巡抚也要听，带太太来听。现在连君王也带太太王后来听，什么福音来的？我也要听哦。
Even the governor brought his wife to listen to Paul, and now the king is bringing his wife to listen to Paul. What kind of message was he bringing? I too want to listen.
生命力，福音奇妙的地方。你越打压他，他越坚强，他的力量越发出来。
This is how amazing the gospel is. The more you want to press and trample the gospel, the more it will be magnified.
这个就是福音的大。
And this is the power of the gospel.
我们江湖话有一句话说哈，越强他就越强，他遇到的压力越大哦，这个福音哦，遇到越可怕的对手，他的力量就更大，化合的就更大，越强越强。
And there is a saying that goes, the more you try to suppress it, the mightier it will become.
他最怕遇到那些弱弱的对手，发挥不出他的力量出来。
They are only
他遇到很强的对手的时候，这个福音的力量啊，更大，力量更大。
They are only afraid of the weak, but when they are confronted with the mighty, when they are being suppressed or trampled, then their power and their might will be magnified.
这样你听得懂吗，兄弟？
Do you understand now?
福音不怕打压，福音不怕魔鬼工作，就怕魔鬼不工作。我跟你讲，魔鬼不工作，我们的信仰要死要死的。魔鬼不工作，我们就是好像平静的水面呐、啊，要死要死的。
The gospel
看不到他的力量的，看不到的。
The gospel will not be afraid of the devil. On the other hand, when the devil works, then the power of the gospel will be greatly manifested.
真正的信仰哈，充满力量下，他遇到对手，遇到撒旦，遇到攻击，遇到逼迫时候，他发挥出的力量吓死你了，更加大，更加荣耀神。
True strength will be manifested when they are under under siege and under trials.
你看魔鬼工作啊，在教会怎么样啊？附鬼啊，我们祷告赶鬼啊。名声传得更大，更多人认识主，更多人来受洗的，有没有？因为大家看到嘛，看到神迹，看到荣耀，看到权柄嘛。
You can see.
啊，现在什么都没有，也没有魔鬼工作，也没有富贵，什么都没有，没有人认识，没有人感受到啊，自己弟兄姐妹也感受不到呀。
You can see that when the devil possesses a man, and when he works in the church, then when there is a lot of prayers and all the members are involved in casting out the demons, the word of God will be spread far and wide.
所以我们几乎我们在这种安舒的日子、哦、信仰的力量发挥不出来，已经平静了好多年了，平平静静，平平淡淡。
On the contrary, if there is
无亲无染啊，我们说无亲无染。
On the contrary, if there is if the devil does not work in the church and there is too much peace, then the name of the Lord will not be magnified.
这样哦，这样希望大家能够明白哦，福音的大能。福音的力量。
Let's we hope that all of us can understand the might and the power of the gospel.
其实我们分享使徒行传就看到这个真理了嘛。他们的福音广传到各地，是因为被逼迫，逼迫才发挥出来的，那力量才发挥出来。
When we read Acts of the Apostles, we can see that when the believers were persecuted, they spread to all places, they were dispersed to all places, and there the gospel reached all these places.
我们看24节到27节。
We read from verse 24 to 27. Verse 24, and Festus said, King Agrippa and all who are present with us, you see this man about whom the whole Jewish people petitioned me, both in Jerusalem and here, shouting that he ought not to live any longer. Verse 25, but I found that he had done nothing deserving death, and as he himself appealed to the emperor, I decided to go ahead and send him. Verse 26, but I have nothing definite to write to my lord about him. Therefore, I have brought him before you all, and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that after we have examined him, I may have something to write. Verse 27, for it seems to me unreasonable in sending a prisoner not to indicate the charges against him.
这个王帝呢，做好了要开始听审的时候呢，这个巡抚菲斯都开始讲话。
As King Agrippa was getting ready to hear out Paul, Festus started to speak.
王啊，还有这里的尊贵的各位啊，你们看着这个人哦，他啊，大家都不要他活作，不容他这个人活作。可是我查来查去哦，都查不出他有什么该死的罪啊！我已经审判了，没有呀。
Festus told them, this Paul who is standing before you, I have gathered all the information regarding him, but I cannot find anything, any crime against him.
所以这个新的审判官在众人的面前，在王帝面前直接宣布说他没有罪，我已经查了。但是他们一直要他死，但是他又没有罪。
In other words, Festus told Agrippa that he has found him not guilty.
因此呢，他自己保罗自己呢上告该杀，要上告最高的法院去。
But it was the people who wanted to lay charges against Paul, and Paul himself wanted to appeal.
现在我有一个难题啊，跟那个王讲，那个亚舅，我有一个难题啊，他要到王那边去哈，那个罗马皇帝那边去法庭，我不知道要写他什么罪名啊，因为他都没有罪啊。Okay. 他没有罪，他没有犯什么错，我不懂要怎样写他的罪名。你没有罪名，你怎样上到上面去呢？
Festus told Agrippa, King Agrippa, that he was in a predicament because he did not know what kind of charges to write against Paul.
所以二十七节说，据我看来，如果要把囚犯送到王帝那边去供受审，你不写明他的案件，那是不合理的呀，这不合乎法程序的呀。那你告他什么？那王帝问你告他什么？不知道，你想死啊？王帝问他犯什么罪，你说不知道。
That is why in verse 27, Festus said that it was not reasonable for him to send a prisoner to Caesar and not knowing what kind of crimes he has committed charges against.
这里是件很好笑的事情来的呀。你看到也很满意的事情啊。
This is a very humorous incident.
这些都是法庭的大官员、法官来的，但是不知道要写什么罪状来告保罗，告到罗马皇帝去。
These are all the heads of this tribunal, but they do not know what kind of charges to lay against Paul.
那么，王啊，你现在在这里，你听听看哦，你审审看，你审判他看看怎么样哦。他把这个囚递给这个王帝，王帝你听听看看要怎么处理哦。
So Festus asked King Agrippa to listen to Paul, and he actually kicked the ball back to King Agrippa for Agrippa to make the decision.
谁想到这个结果会这样？都还没有正式公审呢、啊，那个王帝都还没有审啊。这个新的法官哦，大法官这个孙吴啊，已经宣布说他没有罪了，我查不出他罪了，而且不懂要怎么样写他的罪名，
so、
不是很好笑吗？
Who would think that this whole thing would end in this way? And this Festus actually, in a way, he declared Paul as innocent.
我看那些祭司长啊，那些律师啊，那些带来的那些哈、哦，其他的那个告保的那个集团哦，脸都青的，脸都黑掉了，根本就是在替保罗脱罪嘛。
I can imagine that the chief priests at that time they would be all so furious.
这是最真实的话，在虚假当中，在黑暗当中最真实的话，因为他本来就是没有罪的。
This is the truth amidst all these false witnesses, because in fact, in actual fact, Paul did not commit any crime.
是不是好像跟主耶稣一样呢？
Was he like the Lord Jesus?
这个比拉多三番四说，我查不出他有什么罪啊，是吗？
Just like Paul, Pilate, he said that I have found nothing wrong with this man.
好，我们星期六四点半继续。亚基帕王听审保罗的案件。
This Saturday at 4:30, we shall continue with Paul's defense against.
然后
with before King Agrippa.
王听过后，王的结论是什么
？And what was the verdict after King Agrippa heard Paul？
来，我们来唱诗。
We shall sing hymn.
279首。
279.